Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to WAMRDB. It's the meeting in the ladies' room with the hostess with the mostest. I'm Dee Fly, and my producer, who's quiet right now on the other line, is Miss Karina in the house. We have our one and only guest, Miss Songstress, singer, vocalist, Miss Tia Holt. Tia, how you doing tonight?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and you're calling in from?
North New Jersey.
North New Jersey. That's right. We got Jersey in the house.
Okay.
Yes. Tia, just let us know a little bit, like, how we always start our conversation off on how is the weather there in New Jersey?
the weather, it was rainy today, so it was really, 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 like, just weather just, the rain just came down out of nowhere, so it was crazy. But it calmed down, so it's a little damp outside.
Okay, a little damp there. What's the temperature?
Temperature, I think it was, what, it went up to, like, 90?
Oh, okay.
But it felt like we were at 100.
Yeah, especially after it rains with all that humidity.
Yeah.
Did you see y'all rain yellow up there with all the toxins and pollutants and stuff? Y'all rain don't be like clear. It's like a brown or something up there with all the pollutants and stuff. Is that how that works up there? I see a TV thing, right? And all. So I was just thinking to myself, do they really have brown rain? Because y'all ain't got trees. All y'all got is skyscrapers, right? I don't know nothing. I'm sorry. I just had to ask. I'm just serious. I mean, it's just like, where's the trees at? I mean, like, where do the dogs go poop at? You know, it's not like Georgia. You know, Georgia is just a little bit different. We just got trees. We got mosquitoes. You get out your car, it's 12 on your man. Come on, move on. Y'all move on. Move on. They just trying to get at all my little fat and everything. I got in the house. I ain't talking about like a 3-minute walk or less. I had 19 bites on my fat ass, for real. It was awful. It is, because we live in Georgia. So
you know what? But I got to let you know, I'm telling you, a friend of mine, Kathy, thank you, Kathy. She works with the band that I sing with. She turned me on to organic vanilla. You're going to smell like a big old sugar cookie. But it has to be organic, and the mosquitoes will not bother you.
Wow.
Okay, first of all, you know you got to correct that to black folks. So you're trying to get people to soak some bananas and rub banana all over them. What are you trying to say?
I didn't say banana. I said vanilla, organic vanilla.
Oh, vanilla. Oh, I'm sorry. And you know black folks are trying to find the cheapest way to get that kind of stuff. We'll go ahead, girl, go grab some banana, honey. Get the hull and soak it overnight and rub it all on the kids. Girl, these folks out here will try anything. Anyway, I just have to say.
I'm serious. I was doing a private gig, and it was hotter than heck up here. Ronnie and I was up there up north. The mosquitoes was everywhere. So she just had us put on the organic vanilla. I'm telling you, the organic vanilla works. Trust me.
How many drinks had y'all had before the gig? Because that's the difference. When you drop,
you know I don't drink anything when
like,
I do a gig.
Oh, well, I'm just saying. I do. Anybody
yeah.
ever let me on the stage? If y'all let me on the stage when y'all come, I promise y'all. I mean, I talked to Cynthia Johnson. I talked to Debbie Johnson. I'm like, listen, y'all let me get on the stage with y'all when y'all come to Georgia. I promise you, I ain't going to let y'all down. Promise you. I can do that backup vocal, promise you. Anyway, I'm going to let y'all have the rest of the energy. My bad. All right, so you guys, I'm serious. I can do it. Oh, you a singer too, Miss Hope. I can do the backup.
Yeah.
If you need some, if you need a backup, I'm just not a board operator.
I need some backup.
Okay.
All the backup
See, see what I'm talking about? See? That's like four of your people said that I can get on stage with them. See? See? Yeah, it was up. I'm on it now.
So that's telling you to get ready.
I am getting ready. I'm getting ready to go get this glass of wine so we can talk shit in the ladies' room a little bit. Cause honey, I just had to listen to a girl's song. And it is all right. All right with me, honey. So I'm all right.
Yes, you've got a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
I'm checking her out. I'm going to get out your interview. I'm out of the way. All right. I'm going to go ahead and do what I'm supposed to do. Thank you.
Get ready for,
well, you
get ready
come
for the
back
background
on in a minute. Right. And you got to prepare for your background notes. But yes, Tia, so now are you born and raised from Newark, New Jersey?
Born and raised in Newark, yep.
Okay. I'm saying it incorrectly. How do you pronounce it?
Newark?
Newark. Okay, Newark.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm starting to get that swag. That's right. You know, I was amazed. You know, Sharon had referred me to you, and I heard a lot about you. And when I received your material, I was just blown away with the material with your vocals. I mean, you have a very strong voice, and you have a heck of octave range. You have a hell of a range.
Thank you.
Come Get Me. When the song Come Get Me, did you write the song?
I co-wrote the song with another, mm-hmm. Another writer named Cal Darling.
Okay. And then is it about a personal experience, or tell me about Come Get Me?
Come Get Me was just, you know, we sat in a studio and I wanted to do something different. Everyone always tried to put me in a box because, you know, they can hear that I do come from, you know, church background. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to do something different. And, you know, some of it was a little personal. And mm-hmm. we just came up with Come and Get Me. Like, you know, you meet this dude and you want him to, you know, look at you and let him know that you are it. So come get me.
Right. Okay. And what about your song entitled Something Deeper?
Something Deeper was actually brought to me. We were getting ready for a movie. So they were looking for a theme song for the movie. And they, of course, they wanted to hear something different from me.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, hey, let's get in the studio. We probably were in the studio for a good 6 hours. And
mm-hmm.
they were like, listen, you got this strong voice, and everyone knows that you have this powerful voice, but we want to change it up a little bit and do something different. So we, mm-hmm. you know, my boy from New York, I call him Sam Lamb, but Sam Track, he actually, he wrote the song, and, you know, I did, basically he gave me the words, and it was like, do what you do, but keep it sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give them too much. And it was a totally
mm-hmm.
different feeling when I did that song.
You know, and I noticed that. That's what I was comparing the two, and I'm like, you know what? You sound like two different people.
Right?
And that's what I like. So you're very versatile. It doesn't sound like the same person when I heard both
Everyone
of the songs.
Everyone said that.
Yes, and I really like both of them. You know, it's a different genre, almost, I want to say, of music. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
am I listening to the same person? You know?
Exactly.
And
it's so funny. When
again,
I play.
Like, yeah, I love that versatility right there.
Yeah. When I played Something Deeper for my family, they were like, okay. I didn't tell them it was me. I just played it. And they were like, who is this? And I'm like, that's some young girl. And they still didn't get it. And then they was like, okay, it's me. And they looked at me like, what were you doing? Like, this is so dope.
Right. Oh, okay. And I'm really enjoying it. I really like both of the songs. So Something Deeper. Now, with Something Deeper, is it picked up for a movie, or are they using it,
so
or
movie,
what are they actually?
So the movie was, you know, it was a writer, director from North Carolina, and he was looking for a song. But this was like years ago, so I never released the song. I mean, I've sung it different places and, you know, but I've never released it because it was like, okay, well, they didn't, you know, they didn't go with the song. The movie never came out. So it was just like, okay, that's just another song that I have. So it's, you know, it all worked out because I still, you know, still perform it, and I still have that in my, you know, catalog. So if they ever wanted to hear something different from Tia, you got it.
Yeah, I like it. I really do. Yeah,
thank you.
Now, we always ask every person I interview, what's your sign?
What's my sign? I am a
mm-hmm.
Taurus Gemini.
A Taurus Gemini. I know the producer's going to come back on the line on that.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm something else.
She's a
Taurus Gemini. What day is your birthday?
My birthday is May 21st.
Mm, okay.
So I'm right on the cusp.
Yes, you are. Yes, mine is this coming Monday. So I'm on
okay.
the cusp.
Okay, happy birthday.
Cancer Leo. Thank you.
Wait,
wow.
who's the Cancer Leo?
I am reminded.
She flies.
Damn.
Karima going to come out from Gemini.
Yes.
I ain't gonna say nothing. I keep losing people on that Gemini thing. Like,
why?
I'm sorry. Because my brother is a vice president of the company. He is Gemini. Chris B., Raven Simone's dad, who's on here, is a Gemini. And just a whole bunch of them. They're just all around me. The guy that I met today was a Gemini. I knew he was a Gemini. Yeah, I said, what, you a Gemini? Yeah, I'm a Gemini. You know, President Trump. Little politics in there. President Trump with his bipolar ass. Don't remember what he said.
Talking about him.
He recanted what he said. What I remember saying, which Quinn told you to say that shit. You know, I'm just saying. I know I'm supposed to be cussing, but I'm just saying. Don't nobody know what's wrong with him. See, that's why I say, don't get mad at me because 45 is a Gemini. And he's showing the world how y'all act.
Yeah, he is a Gemini, but I don't claim him. So you know,
right? I don't either.
That's right. Yeah. We already.
Oh,
know
so you a Gemini? You a Gemini Cancer?
I'm a what?
Is that what?
No,
so
no.
You a Gemini
Taurus.
Cancer?
No, she's a Taurus.
I never met
Gemini.
One of them before. Oh
she's
no,
a
no,
Taurus
I never
Gemini.
Met one of them before. Nope.
Yeah,
Taurus
is something else too.
It's a first one. But you know what? I can't say nothing. Y'all
but they're very talented.
Y'all are so talented. It makes it, y'all talented.
Oh yeah, very talented.
Thank you.
Talented. Can't nobody do nothing with you. Y'all know it too.
And
brilliant.
She's a Taurus.
You said nobody
too, though,
can.
So
you said say that
know.
Again. You said what?
No one can do anything with y'all.
You know.
Y'all are talented.
Oh, I was going to say no one can get along with us. I was going to say, wait a minute.
No. Talented.
I got you.
She said talented.
I got you. It's a lot of us. A lot of musicians that are like really, really great musicians and geniuses. They're Gemini.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Well, yes, we got friends and a whole lot of people that are Gemini that's very talented. And you're Taurus,
yeah.
So Taurus is stubborn.
Yes.
Stubborn as, like, and that's just a sign. But they're beautiful people, but stubborn as hell.
You know what? I'm going to take it. I'm very stubborn. I'm not going to sit up here and say that I'm not. I'm very stubborn.
You very stubborn to you.
I am.
That's
the Taurus side of me.
Yeah. Now, we're going to get back to this one a little bit.
I got a question. So how old are you?
Ooh. I don't know.
But you can't ask a woman that question when we're up on the radio.
Okay, all right. So, okay.
But you know what's
so
funny?
Are you a millennium?
Huh?
Are you a millennium?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
I was trying to figure out.
No, I'm not. Well, you know what? When people see me, they always ask me, like, how old are you? And when I tell them, they're like, wait a minute, you're what? You look younger than what you are. I'm like, oh, I'll take it. But no, I'm not afraid to say it. I'm 34.
Well, that's what you tell me. You don't look 34.
Did she say 34? That's a millennium.
That's one of them.
That's one of them.
She's
a little bit.
You know, they're
all
younger.
That's one of them. Not them. It's them. You put the D in
them.
That mug. Because y'all don't left the TH off. Man, by the time y'all get done with people our age, you be like, what the hell was that? A millennial. With an opinion. Y'all, oh my goodness. They can do anything they want to. I know y'all changing the world. I'm just so excited about the way you guys' music is. You know, it has such a diverse sound to it, and it just attracts a plethora of very intricate genre people that just believe in just music, the sound of music, the essence of music.
Yeah.
And I think that alone is going to, that alone really has changed the world. Music in song has changed the world. In the Bible has changed, mankind, because it's something about, you know, being able to articulate your emotions to people through song. And I think, you know, just being blessed to have Demonica as our A&R director and bringing on people like yourself and, you know, individuals, you know, all across the board this whole year has just been an extraordinary situation for me. And it does make me realize that I could be a backup singer.
Uh-huh. I know that's right. There it is.
And you sure could be. And you sure going to be.
I'm here for it.
That's right. We're gonna tell it. That's right, Tia. And
that's
we're going to teach you well. Because you got a Gemini with a Taurus that's going to make sure that you do it right.
Okay.
I'm going to get back with you here. Just got to let the listeners know here. I'm not going to go into back with the history because Kareem is going to say in every vocalist that I have interviewed all came from an extensive religious background. I was reading the poem with your grandmother, being in the gospel circuit. Now, but what surprised me is that you opened up for national acts, at Lincoln Park Music Festival. That's huge. Tell the listeners we have on the line about the Lincoln Park Music Festival, in case they didn't know. Opening up for the Clark sisters? And also, that's the Apollo Theater. Let us know, girl. You done did it, girl.
So, Lincoln Park Music Festival, I think this is the 14th year. I've performed on that stage, about five times. Did gospel and R&B. So, like, people come from all over the place, like from different states and out of the country. They come over, they enjoy music, real good music, house music. You know, Jersey's known for house music. So,
I'm a house music vocalist here. That's what I do. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a good time, you know, family, friends, and different vendors and things for kids, and it's just a good time, and I can't wait. This year is going to be amazing.
You're opening up for Lincoln Park Music Festival this year as well?
So I'm going to be doing Friday night, which is the 27th, if I'm not mistaken, July 27th. So I'm going to be doing, it's called Tia's Experience, Tia Hope's Experience. So it's giving the seasoned adults Motown and the 70s music and just having a good old time.
Okay, and what's that date again for our listeners?
That's July 27th.
Okay.
And then I'm going to switch my hat that day and go into gospel as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Yes, I love that. That's multi-talented. And you also opened up for my girl. I love Kim Burrell. Love her.
Okay,
I just put the Clark sisters on my page, David. Kim Burrell, oh my gosh, I would just love to meet her. Have you met her personally?
I met her personally at the Apollo Theater. I was singing in a gospel group at the time, and she, mind you, no one in the gospel group knew who she was, and I'm like, how do you not know who Kim Burrell is? And she was
what?
Just like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, where have you guys been living under a rock? But she is just her spirit. She's a beautiful person, and it was just amazing. So she was standing on the side of the stage and saw me singing, and I was just like the happiest person in the world that day.
Oh yeah, I mean, Oh, Lord. When I seen that, I said, Kim Burrell, oh, I always wanted to meet her. And she seemed like she would be a down-to-earth person.
Yeah.
You also did the 75th anniversary Harlem Summer Stage concert.
Yes, in Harlem. That was a great experience, too. I love Harlem, you know? So if I can go back and continue to sing and I like singing. I like, you know, making people happy. So whatever that is, wherever they need it to be, that's where I'm at. So that was really awesome as well.
And how did you feel like seeing that you toured in Italy? Now, was that with the choir or was that?
That was with the choir. It was like an ensemble, that's what you can say. So it was like six of us. And when I first went, I should have never came back to Jersey. Italy is it was really amazing, and they appreciate music so much. You know, every night we had a 90-minute show, and we performed all types of music on the stage. And then at night, when we were done with our show, at night I would go into different clubs, and I would sing, you know, do my own networking, because I was like, I'm coming back as a solo artist, you know. So I did a lot of clubs in different locations in Italy, in the southern and northern part, and it was just amazing. So I'm wishing to go back. They're asking me to come back as well. So it's like, that's a good feeling. If I get a chance to stay again, I'm not coming back.
Now that's how much you loved it over there. Yeah, they received music. Now, I've never been to Italy. I was in Paris and London, and they definitely receive music very well, especially our music, and you feel so welcome.
Yeah, very.
Very welcome. We have a caller that's on the line. Caller, what area code are you calling from? Okay, and they might want to be silent. We have a 908 and 977 on the line. Caller from 908, do you have any questions or like to say anything? We always ask, you know, if they sometimes they'll speak or they're just listening to the show. So I'm sure they're enjoying the show. We're going to go to break real quick, Tia. We're going to take a pause for the call, and then we're going to be playing one of the songs here shortly. So once again, you're listening to WAMRDB on Z Fly. Your hostess with the mostest, we have Miss Tia Holt on the line from New Jersey in the house. And we'll be back shortly, so you just stick and stay.
Tampons, but I can't help it if I've got a heavy flow and a wide-set vagina.
Jokes about menstrual cycles aren't funny. Period.
The government provides homeless shelters with condoms, but not tampons.
Without proper feminine hygiene products, women are forced to use brown paper bags.
In 2016, over 200,000 women were homeless in the U.S.
It's bloody serious.
And feel of radio.
That's right, we're back. We're back with the woman only, Miss Tia Holt on the line from Newark, New Jersey in the house. The songstress with the most this year. You know, we got her on the line here, and I'm telling you, we're going to be playing some of her music shortly. Man, I just heard, look at the comparison that you're compared to Fantasia, Patti LaBelle.
Yes.
Oh, girl, yes. Yeah, and that's my girl, Patty. Woo, you are my friend. That's my jam right there.
Yeah.
Who would you say is your, it's hard for me to say, but who's your favorite entertainer?
Whitney Houston, hands down.
I love Whitney, too.
Yeah.
I've sung a lot of Whitney throughout the years.
Really?
And to be honest, I've done a lot of competition doing Whitney, and Whitney's paid the bills for my family and me for years. Yes.
Wow.
And it's just so sad because she's a Leo, too. And it's just so sad that, you know, she's dearly departed. What a beautiful voice that will be missed.
Yeah.
And I, you know, they try to compare to Mariah Carey. It's no comparison to me.
There's no comparison.
None whatsoever. Don't get me wrong. Mariah can sing.
Oh, no,
I
love Mariah.
I don't want to be upset. Mariah.
No, I love Mariah.
But I love my Whitney. You know, and Whitney's got that more soulful kind of, you know what I mean? I love Whitney.
But I grew up on
Whitney,
you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I could tell because I heard them pipes on them songs where we're going to play in just a moment on Come and Get Me.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be playing that shortly. Now, let me see if there's any other calls. I'm going to ask one more time before we play your song and see if the producer's ready to play that. Callers, are you on the line now? Do you have any questions you'd like to ask? Okay, they're just listening to the show, and that's fine. So I just want to make sure here, just give us a moment. We're going to play Miss Tia Hope's song, and it's called Come Get With Me. So we'll be right back to check out the jam here.
Chase me. You gotta come get me. Station, the new look and feel of radio.
Yes, indeed. We're back, listeners, with the one and only Tia Holt on the line. That's right. That's coming. Get me, girl. You know you sung that.
She got ticket blow, honey. Now, see, you can come to Atlanta. You can get it. You can get it. You come to the South with that boy. You come. You come. I was just, I had not, you can come with that. You come with that. You can do that. You can do that. Y'all said,
thank
you.
You
said, I'm going to act like a freaking lady. I know you was trying to make it for, you know, radio.
I was trying to keep it clean.
You know,
I was trying to keep it clean.
Oh, you said come and get me like you're supposed to, honey. That's what I'm saying. Don't let the dress fool you, honey.
Okay?
I might be a test girl, but guess what?
Yeah, did you hear how she, like, she was laid back at first in the beginning of the song? She's, like, saying it all smooth. Kind of sound like a little Brandy a little bit. There,
wow.
After the moment, she's going to belt it out with that powerhouse. She's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, after that second verse, they better come and get it. Come and get me, baby, because I'm ready. And they better bring it, too. That's right, because you got the Taurus Gemini in the house, so you better bring it when you come and get it, okay?
There's no other way. There's no other way.
Yeah, I like that. Ooh, I like that. I'm just listening to grooving to it again. I'm just sitting in the back like, yeah, okay. Here comes my part. Oh, there she go. You let loose on that one. Yeah, you did. So now,
thank you.
Tell the listeners how they can, how can the listeners get that song? Let them know how they can purchase that song.
So, okay, so about that. So they can't, right now they can find it on, what is that? SoundCloud. It's on SoundCloud, so they can actually get it on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Yeah. The Real Tia Holt on SoundCloud, so that they can check it out there. And they're getting
okay,
it for
and
free.
And spell the last name so they make it, and they get it for free. So you can't beat that.
They're getting that song
free.
For free.
Okay.
So the last name is Holt, Holt. First name is Tia, Tia.
That's right. So you can get that one for free now. Gotta do it all the time, but she's
all
letting you know. She's bringing it to you. Come and get me.
I love it.
Yeah, we definitely have to have you down in the ATL and here in Minnesota.
Absolutely.
As well. But yes, most definitely. Because you bring it on that one.
Thank you.
So let us know, like, the other venues. You have the Linkin Park Music Festival coming up.
Yes, I have
and
Linkin Park
any other
coming up. So what I'm going to be doing for a lot of my followers, so every Friday, starting this Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning, I will be doing a Tia Holt experience on Facebook Live. Because I get a lot of, you know, people hit me up, can you sing in the morning? Can you talk to us in the morning on Facebook Live? Because I do a lot of videos on there, just checking in. But it's going to be really, really, it's going to be really cool and different. And they get to see, they get to experience who Tia Holt really is at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And you blowing at 8 a.m.?
That's Eastern Standard Time, huh?
That's on Facebook?
Facebook Live, yes.
Okay.
And then I have,
you
know, have some other stuff coming.
You better not call the Monica at no 8 a.m., honey. This is the voice you'll get.
Hello. What's going on? It's in the AM. I say, sir, I'm looking for the Monica, please.
You got
so,
jump,
no,
okay.
So,
that's why she said, in the AM, huh?
In the AM, listen, I'm a totally different
hey,
person
Tia,
in the AM.
Tia, did you hear that little hesitant in her voice? Yes. Okay.
The
no,
AM.
No, no, she didn't say, I can hear it. I don't mind listening to it at the AM. She didn't say nothing like that. Oh, yeah.
We chose 8 a.m. because, you know, they can listen out, you know, during the day, they can listen to it. And then I have a lot of people who, a lot of followers who are up getting their coffee, getting ready to head to work. And, you know, everybody wants to see what's going on Facebook Live. So I just thought that would be, you know, good timing, you know. So, and that'll give you some inspiration and some good vocals at 8 in the morning.
8 a.m. listeners, that's right. Miss Tia Hope in the morning. Doing it on Facebook Live.
And I've got some other things coming up. Like I have some shows in Atlantic City coming up soon in August. I have another show coming up in August as well. So they can you know, they'll see all of the listings of the different shows that I'm doing on Facebook, on my Instagram, on everything. So I'm on every social media you can think of.
Okay. Well, we're about to play the next one, listeners, so you can check this out. Now, this one is called Something Deeper by the one and only Miss Tia Hope on the line from Newark, New Jersey.
With some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
Order in the corner.
could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and...
DB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.
Yes, we're back with the one and only. That's right, Miss Tia Holt on the line from Newark. I'm getting used to that. New Jersey in the house. How are you feeling out
there? Let me tell you something. They ain't getting that one for free. I got to act like her cousin or somebody. I had to cut that off. We ain't selling. Y'all ain't getting that one. We gave you one. We got to. Where can they pay for this one at? This ain't free money. We got to pay for that. That's why I cut it off, since you want to know. Since you want to send me questions. Ask me some questions. You just don't get everything out for free, honey. If you give away the milk, all the milk, they ain't going to want the cow. So now that's what my grandmother
used to say. So I know.
I said,
what happened?
Yeah, that's why I cut it off. I'm talking about what happened. No, y'all need to write it. Yeah, sister got rich.
That's exclusive.
Rich got to be paid. And you know how much rent money they got to make up there to make rent in Newark, New Jersey? Girl, breathe on. I'll be one of them homeless people. But go ahead. I just had to interrupt y'all for this, that, because I'm a little bit conscious about me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that one there was exclusive. Like, that one has, I haven't released that one yet, so that was a treat for them.
Okay, and so now when are you planning to release it, and how can they get it? And Krima said, you got to pay for that one. I like that one.
When I release it, trust me, they'll know. I'm going to do a big thing on social media, and then they'll know exactly when. I don't want to tell them that when it's going to be released, and then all of a sudden it's like things get pushed back, so I want to make sure that it's going to be it, and that's that.
Yeah, now, you know, I'm, you know, listening to it again, you sound like two different people.
Right? That's that Gemini.
Yeah. You said that's the Gemini.
If I'd have said that, then y'all have been all on me. But that's right. That other one was one, you know, come get it, pay my bills. This was like, I'm just so sweet. I got the long dress down to the ankle. And I'm just a Christian girl, either. And yes, I end up being the preacher's wife. That kind of song.
Oh,
yeah, and then the other one's like, come get it now, honey. We done said amen, and I do. Come get this. I hear you. I hear you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Catch me if you can. Yeah, those are really nice. Really nice. Now, do you have any other music that's out there that listeners can purchase or follow you, a website or anything?
So they can follow me on everything on all my social media, which is Snapchat, which is Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Everything is The Real Tia Holt. That's T-H-E-R-E-A-L, Tia Holt, T-I-A. Last name is H-O-L-T.
Okay, and she says The Real. Did you hear that one? The Real Tia Holt.
The Real Tia Holt.
The real one, that's right. You know, tell us some more information here. Let's see. I'm just looking over some other things here. I know, let's see. You've been doing this ever since you were, what, 5 years old?
The age of three?
Yeah. And who mentored you?
You know what's so funny? In the beginning, when I was three, my grandmother was always pushing me to sing. But, at three, you're not really trying. You just want, lollipops, and that's it. You know, you don't want nothing. You don't want to sing. But when she introduced me to Whitney Houston's music, it was like one of those aha moments, like, wow, I want to be like that. I want to entertain like that. And then when I got older, she started pushing me to do different talent shows. And then I'm like, wait, I'm winning the talent show every week, first place, and I'm only 12. This could work. And then I took a little hiatus when I got a little older, because I'm like, I started playing sports and all of that. But then music was still like right on my shoulder. Like, where are you going? Like, this is not that. This is what you're supposed to be doing. So then I just, fell in love. And right now, the person who's mentoring me right now is Whitney Houston, which is a blessing.
Really?
Yes. That's another exclusive. I don't tell everybody everything.
Yeah, but you can't get no better than that.
Yeah.
Well, she lives out there too, doesn't she?
She lives in Newark as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I thought they lived out in Newark. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be mentored by her, man.
Okay, now who are somebody mentoring you? Hello. Hello. Who you say, baby, was mentoring you? Who?
Whitney Houston.
Who she say?
Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Yes, she.
Okay.
You can't.
I got
better than that.
I only got one good ear. I got one good ear tonight, and then I know you Geminis go through some things. I thought she said Whitney Houston. I said, well, all right, and then I had to make sure we clarified. She said,
well,
we
can't get no better. Whitney got her sound from her mama, and that's 50 all day long.
Yeah, and you
There you go. I just clean that up now, because I said, what she said to come
back to
the mic, and ear is bad. My ear is bad. I got an earache in the right ear, and I got a piece of something in it, and then I just said no. So I had to come back. Now, y'all listening? Because I don't want nobody calling me tomorrow talking that old mess. Talking about, who was that? She was up there smoking up there in New Jersey, wasn't she? No. No, I'm for real.
To be mentored by Whitney Houston, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm truly
blessed
with that.
I know she's taught you a lot. And I'm sure she's given you a lot of encouragement and just having you do the music. And, I mean, you can't get no better than that.
No, like, she's very encouraging, and just the way she just – the conversations are just amazing, and I'm forever grateful and thankful, because she's always saying, sing from your heart, sing from your soul, tell the story. And – as singers, some singers, they get up there and they want to just stand in back of a mic and just like, okay, this is easy. But it's like, you got to draw the crowd in. You got to make people feel. And, if I can get one person to walk away from a show saying, you changed my life, or you understood what I'm going through, or I've been through the same thing, I did my job.
You thank you, girl. Thank you. That's how I feel. I feel the same way. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's
awesome.
That's
very,
very
important.
Blessed. Yeah.
And how do you feel about, and I'm going to have to go there a little bit, but how do you feel about the new music that's out now? I mean, we listened to Whitney Houston back in the day. That was, I'm not putting down the other vocalists, because I do like Boot Up. Boot Up is one of my jams. That was, from the millennium. But, how do you feel about the music? Because being compared to Whitney, they're, to me, the singers that's out here now, that are the young millennium that's out here that we hear on commercial radio, they're not, they're not like strong vocalists as Whitney Houston. So how do you feel about that, the music, with auto-tune?
I mean,
you got people being auto-tuned like crazy. Then you go hear them live, and they don't sound nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Like, so the music, I do love the music, You know, you got to stay relevant, and you got to, you know, make sure that you know what's going on in all of the different genres. But, you know, I think what we're missing right now is real singing. And like right now I'm so stuck in love with her. I keep playing her album over and over again. Like, that's true musicianship. Like, it's just crazy. So it's like, you know, I enjoy the music because the beats are dope and, you know, the young people like it. And I like it. You know, Boot Up is, you know, is a dope song. And, like, right now, it's like whatever is going to get the people attention, but I still feel like real vocalists are, you know, they're missing. They're missing. And that auto-tune, I can't. It's cool to put a little auto-tune on once in a while, but when it's the whole thing, I'm a real vocalist and I take pride in that. I don't want auto tune. Like, I'm gonna give you everything that I have, every run that I have, everything that I have, you know?
Right. Right. That's what you do. We have a caller on the line. Caller, what area code are you calling from? And so I just wanna let me see what area code they're calling from. Are they just listening to the show? 908 again, okay. So we have a call on the line from 908. Caller, do you have any questions or anything? Or like to say hello to Tia? Okay. They're just listening to the show. That's okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, so now we're going back to the auto-tune next. Now with her.
Where is 908? Where did all these 9 numbers coming from? 973-908-9. Where is
that? That's in Newark and in Elizabeth and what else we got? East Orange and, yeah, that's Jersey.
Is that is that near Bed-Stuy? What is that? Bed-Stuy?
No, Bed-Stuy is in New York.
Oh, that's New York.
So
okay.
Newark,
okay.
You got Newark, and then you have the city of East Orange. You got the city of Elizabeth, that's in Jersey. So all of those numbers, 973-908-201-862, that's all Jersey there.
Okay.
That's one of y'all.
And 973 is Jersey too.
Yeah, 973
is crazy. Okay. Okay. Yeah, they're calling all over.
They are. They just popping in. They just popping in
from Jersey.
I feel like
Jersey
I was talking.
In the house.
You guys come down here to the south. You guys come down here to the south and lose your mind.
I love the south, so I would love to come to Atlanta. Like, my dad lives in Atlanta.
I'm saying that's two types of Southerners. There are Southerners who try their best to enunciate their words and move their tongue back and forth around in their head. Then there's the Southerners that don't have no time to talk. And what do you mean you don't understand what I'm talking about? Trying to be all fancy and everything with me. Now, those two types of Southerners. You got one that the tongue do not move out inside their head, and then you got one that tries to enunciate the best way they can. So I'm saying that the folks that I know from Newark, New Jersey, all the places have difficulty understanding the language.
The language.
It's cracking me up.
Heck no. I told you she's crazy, girl. I'm cracking up. But she keep it 100. Keep it 100. That is the truth.
Yes.
Now, I was going to talk about her for a minute. Now, her, is she getting much play? Because, here in Minnesota, I don't really hear her that much. I just really didn't hear of her until I seen the award show.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of play right now. She was just here in Newark It was where was it? It was Chris Brown and her. That was in the Prudential Center. She was just here.
Oh.
So
okay.
I mean, she's getting a lot of play. Like I know she's getting a lot of play from me
because yeah.
I listen to her
heard,
all the time.
In getting her stuff. Do you?
All the time.
Yes. She's very talented, and Jamie Foxx gave it up for her. And I was really glad to see, you know, a young millennium do it like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was proud of her.
People were sleeping on her. She's been out for years, but she just changed her whole look and changed her name and just made herself her, you know? And she did the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's, I know, I'm like, I really never. I've heard of her like one time before the award show, and then when I seen the award show, I said, "Man, this girl is really talented." Then you know, when Jamie Foxx brought her out, he was like, "Look,
yeah,
this
she's,
girl
she's
practices
really amazing,
hers, and that's what it is." You know, tell our listeners now. Do you, in every vocalist have a different method to the madness? What is what I call it? Do you rehearse? Well, not necessarily rehearse, but well, yes, rehearse and do vocal scales when you right before you perform. Do you do that?
So I'm going to tell you this. At first, I've never had vocal lessons, never ever in life. What I usually do, I'm bad at this. I don't do warm up, and my mom always tells me, "What are you doing? You're supposed to do warm up." I've never done that. I always go into the zone, and that's my warm up. Like I need to be by myself. In my zone with my headphones on, listening to different music. It could be old school music, Pat Metheny, it could be any of those, just music, just to keep my cool and bring my energy all together and all of that. So that's what I usually do. I do love rehearsal. Rehearsal is like a big thing for me because I get to create in rehearsal. I get to, you know, and it's so funny because usually with my band and background singers, when we're in rehearsal, I'm like, listen, don't take this, you know, this note or this section of the song and think it's going to be like that because I might flip it on the stage and they, you know, but they're ready and they know exactly what I'm going to bring. So it's a, you know, it's an energy thing. We all have to vibe together. So, yeah, I don't really do warm-ups. I'm just very, got to bring my energy back into peace. Like you have that peace, mental peace. So it all works. For me, I think if anyone else is out there doing vocal warm-ups, that is amazing. I think you should continue to do it. But with me, I just need to be centered.
Yeah, that's why I asked the question, because every vocalist has a method to the madness on how they get ready to hype themselves up before they, you know, hit the stage. What's the largest venue you ever performed at and an amount of people?
I'm going to say Italy, when I was in Italy, when I did a lot of the different churches there, but Linkin Park Music Festival, we get about a good 8,000, 9,000 people, sometimes more than that for house music night. And yes, I do house music as well. So it's like we get a whole bunch of people out. So I will say that's the largest that I can think of right now.
Now, you know, I'm surprised that you said house music in New Jersey because now in D.C., they call it go-go.
Yes, I do know that.
So, yeah, you know, and I just want to, so you guys in New Jersey call it house music. Because the reason why I asked that question, because in Chicago, you know, we'll say house music. And then when people hear my music, they'll say, you know, in D.C., oh, yeah, that's go-go. And I'm like, okay, what's go-go? So,
go-go,
you
right?
know, and I didn't know. Right, and then in New Jersey, so you call it house, okay.
We call
so,
it house
know,
music.
I'm
yes,
getting
so.
Some. Yeah, I'm getting some education myself, you know, on different cities and what they state. You know, D.C. is going to say it's go-go all day long.
Yeah, like, and I think, you know, people should tap in different artists. Like, artists need to tap in to different genres. But, you know, like, I love gospel music. I love, I have house tracks out. I love R&B. I love pop. I love, my favorite genre of all time, like, is country music.
I like country too.
Yeah, but you know, when
not
I tell people that they
like some of the, I like Kenny Rogers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like Kenny Reba Rogers.
Reba McEntire, all of them. Like,
Reba
I like
McEntire
that.
Can blow.
Yes.
Yes. A lot of people
so
not even
like
the country music. I'm like, yeah, I like country music.
I love country music. I love country music.
Yeah. I like all genres, too. And that's why I don't like to limit myself to one style of music.
Yeah. Because you don't want to be put in the box. You want to give everyone a taste of everything so they can say, I walked away and I love the piece where she started scatting on top of R&B or scatting on top of pop. Like, I'm getting jazz all up and through this house track. You know, so you want them to get a taste of everything and they can walk away saying, this was a real experience.
Yes. Now, see, that's the thing here. What I feel like now, I'm, you know, being an artist and then back in the day, being signed with the record label, you know, being with a record label, sometimes they stipulate that you have to stick in that one genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what brings up to the, you know, up to this day and age, we have the internet. And with the internet, what I do love about the internet is that you can do all genres of music and not be, like you say, in that box where, hey, you only can be a jazz singer, you can only be a blues singer or a gospel singer. With the internet, I love because I put out all these different songs, as you stated, that it's just different genres of music to not be placed in that box.
Yeah. Like, they you know, people just want to place you in a box all the time. And that was one of the biggest things. I think I got that aha moment of I'm not going to be put in the box anymore. That was back in April.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, that's that. This is what April of last year. Yeah, April of last year. So it was like, no, I'm not taking it no more. This is who Tia Holt really is, and I want you to know who she really is, not know what other people are saying, oh, you know, she sounds like a gospel artist, or she sounds like an R&B artist, or she's doing pop. I can do all types of music. I just want you to really enjoy the music and enjoy the, you know, the experience. Because, like I said, and, you know, some people say I make love to the audience when I sing. But you have to have those moments. You want them to feel everything that you're feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, that's wonderful. What would you tell the listeners on the line that would be interested in becoming a vocalist and pursuing this series as a career move? What advice would you give them, being a female vocalist?
The first thing I would say is know your business. It's easy to get up there and sing on a mic. It's very easy to do that. But know your business. Know what you want, how you want to do it. And when you go into those big wig meetings, don't just accept anything. You know, because, you know, a lot of them, they, you know, they want to put you on the shelf and say, well, okay, we'll take you off the shelf when we're ready to put you out. No, know your worth and know what you deserve, period. And if you want to sing and if this is what your passion is and this is what you know you were born to do, do it. And don't make any excuses about it.
That's good advice there. That's good advice there. But once again, we listen to the Miss Tia Holt, that's right, from Newark, New Jersey. And you can listen to her song and actually download her song off of, which one did we say, Spotify or SoundCloud? No, SoundCloud.
Well,
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud for Come and Get It.
For Come and Get It. Three listeners. So you can listen to the music, enjoy it. And then when she comes back with that new release that she's going to come out with shortly, we're not naming the date and the time, for something deeper. Tia, once again, you can tell our listeners where they can follow you at. You can follow her, I'm going to say, on Facebook. On Instagram.
Twitter.
Twitter.
Yes.
I like Twitter, too.
Yeah, I like Twitter, too. But it's The Real Tia Holt.
That's right. And the other one, what's the other one? My son.
Oh, Snap. I'm always on Snapchat.
I am
on
not
Snapchat.
Used to Snapchat. I need to get on. He's like, Mom, you need to get with it. You need to get on Snapchat.
I love it.
See, now that's the millennium there in her.
Because I still won't get on
there
Snapchat. I guess I'm going to have to get on Snapchat. So he's like, Mom, you got to get with it. Everybody's on Snapchat. I'm like, I just can't do Snapchat. But I see a lot from watching him on there. There are a lot of artists out there. And a lot of their music is being heard through social media. And I really do like that we have the internet for that. You know, it's hard as far as getting the money, but when you do get the money, it's your money. You can manage your money. You can manage your media, you know, which is any time better than being signed to some of these recording contracts. You know, I was signed for 7 years, and that was an experience.
Yeah.
Well, we're about to wrap it up in just a moment, listeners. You're listening to WAMRDB. My name is Dee Fly with the Meeting in the Ladies Room. And tonight's special guest, and we were so honored to have her on here, is Ms. Kia Holt out of Newark, New Jersey. Don't forget to listen in, to come and get with me. As we mentioned before, you can listen to that on SoundCloud for free. Follow her on Facebook and all social media sites, and we appreciate it. And Kia, I want to thank you again for WAMRDB and myself for coming on the show this evening. It's such a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you for having me. And I'm coming to ATL.
Thank you. You coming to the ATL? You hear that?
I'm coming to the ATL.
You coming to the ATL, Karima? Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
One thing that's for sure, I'm still in love. Could come unravel. Being superwoman has taken its toll, but she refuses to surrender control. Her day ends at work, just to start when she gets home. See, mama never closes. She's open 24/7, even on holidays. I appreciate what you do on any given day, and I wrote this piece just to say.
Could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. Now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice. Single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
RDB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.